choose you this day, whom you will serve. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of the book, Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in a World of Lies. Your gift of $16 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. Friends, and tell your friends, Romans and countrymen, about that website. People all over the world increasingly are going to that website and then passing it on to others. Do the same. It's there for you. God bless you and be a blessing. With Chuck Klissmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, this evening they're going to be the views of Doug Woodward. And certainly Doug is a good friend. Certainly he was with us there in Colorado Springs. In fact, he was sort of our taxi, taking us from the airport to the conference there when we had a chance to speak. And what a privilege that was, because here were some of the leading Christian speakers and theologians of our time. And here is this orthopedic surgeon retired. But Doug was wonderful to get us there and help us when we were there. But we're going to be talking about some of the books that Doug is writing about the end times and as they seem to be unfolding today. Thank you so much for being with us, Doug.
Hey, it's great to be with you again, Dr. Stan. Thanks once again for having me on.
Well, now, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, there's a couple of different things. I thought I might give folks a little bit of an update on some of the things that have been going on with the book, The Final Babylon. It's been really doing very, very well. Of course, it's stimulating some controversy associated with whether or not America could, in fact, be the power base for Antichrist, whether or not America could, in fact, be Mystery Babylon. So that's one of the things I thought we might visit about.
And I think that's an important subject. I was just reading a book as somebody has a different view. But I think we need to look at all of these. We don't know. But I will tell you that certainly there's so much that convinces me that America is leading this battle to bring about the world government and that God is going to bring his judgment on America because we are no longer a Christian country. And it's because certainly the Christian church has failed in its responsibility to call upon the Christians to speak out against what's going on and the total corruption at every level of our society. But go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of surprised in some respects, Dr. Stan, when we put this book into the marketplace about the middle of July when we were in Colorado Springs together and speaking. I had the privilege to speak in front of the full audience, about 1,000 people. And then over the next couple of days, had a chance to do some Q&A sessions and get a lot of feedback from people. I was somewhat surprised. I expected I would get a lot more criticism and that, I'd have a lot of folks pushing back because there's certainly been a tradition, I think, in our country in which evangelicals, the more conservative Christian folks, we've tended to see our nation as a Christian nation. We've tended to believe that America has a role to play in the world, and so for me to propose, along with my co-authors Doug Krieger and Dean McGriff, that America, in fact, has really shifted and has, in effect, moved to a point where it could really be the villain in the final days. I was expecting to get, a lot of people mad. But the reality is, I'd say probably 95% of the feedback that we've gotten so far has been very, very positive.
Well, I think, though, that you're dealing with people who are fairly well informed. This is not the average Christian. But I think basically, of course, there are many, many views of what is Mystery Babylon. Some people think it's Babylon, the city. Some people think it's Jerusalem. Some people think it's the Vatican. But there are some people who think that the final Babylon, the mystery Babylon described in the scriptures, which is the financial center of the world. It's certainly on the ocean because the ship captains can see when it burns. And certainly as I read so many of the verses there, I've had this feeling for a long time that this was really New York they were describing, the financial center of the world. Anyway, of course, I'm interested to know that other people far more, theologically, oriented than I am, would agree with the same thing. We'll be back in just a moment here.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
This is Mark Stan, and certainly Doug is pointing out that certainly there's some Christians who'd like to believe we're a Christian nation. We were a Christian nation. Basically, of course, you didn't have to be a Christian to be a good American, but our whole philosophy as a nation was built upon morality. For as John Adams has said, our form of government was made for moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. You can't limit the power of government and certainly have a limited government. You either have a moral people with a foundation built upon Christian morality, and then you can limit the power of government, or you can have certainly an immoral people with no moral foundation, and then, of course, you must have ever progressively more government to govern us. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, out of our government. And this didn't happen by accident. It happened intentionally because, of course, a group of occultists took control of our Supreme Court, and they still control our Supreme Court today. And they basically played games with us, thinking, oh, we just get one more vote there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all illusion and delusion, but reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. And Doug Cassidy is making an excellent point that we need to begin looking at the reality. America today is no longer a Christian nation. Why? Because, of course, they removed the personal relationship to God from our schools, and as a result of why our young people, it will take them 10, 20, 30 years after they get out of school to unlearn what we indoctrinated them in with our tax money, and that is that evolution is a reality, and God is simply, well, sort of a myth, like a nice, convenient myth, rather than the realization that without God, life has no meaning. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, I think that it's where we stand today, those folks that study Bible prophecy, like myself, my colleagues that are speakers, we're looking at where are we? How much longer do we have? And of course, most of us believe that we are very much in the last of the last days, that we may be looking at the return of Jesus Christ within, certainly within this generation, perhaps within the next decade or two. And that's sort of at the heart of our argument. If we look at, if we believe that there will be a person called Antichrist and that person will, in fact, take over an empire or take over a predominant or dominant nation state in our world, then the issue really becomes, well, what are the options? What could happen? Back in 1970, when Hal Lindsey published The Late Great Planet Earth, the United States was clearly the coming out of World War II, clearly was the dominant military and financial nation. But Lindsey argued that we would see, based on his interpretation of Bible prophecy, that we would see America diminish in its power, primarily because he argued that America is omitted from the prophecies of the Bible. We're taking a different view. We believe that there's strong reasons to believe that America is very much included in the Bible, and that that America is going to be the power base where Antichrist comes into reign, and that Europe simply is not coming together the way that Lindsey talked about. And so the issue of Europe becoming through the various treaties, Treaty of Paris, Treaty of Rome back in the 50s, the European Union, the unification of Europe, the Euro, all of the different things that Europe has done to increase its own internal marketplace. What we've seen really, Dr. Sam, the last 18 months, 2 years, is we've seen the diminishment of Europe. We've seen the southern nations of Europe, Portugal, Spain, Italy, the small nation Cyprus, Greece, they're either on the verge of bankruptcy or have already gone bankrupt. You see the northern European nations being very reluctant to want to bail out the southern nations, particularly in Ireland as well, which of course would be the westernmost nation. But nevertheless, you still have this sort of north versus south issue. You really don't have the French, the Germans, or the Brits that really want to step up and do what it has to be done to preserve and to strengthen the European Union. So that's really just from a geopolitical, financial perspective, let alone the whole issue of the military power of the United States relative to the power of Europe. Europe is so much weaker than the United States. And so our argument is that Europe has not revived, Rome has not revived, unlike the Hal Lindsey scenario. And, of course, we really appreciate Hal Lindsey and believe he did a great service for evangelicals and for our citizens in general to help them understand more about where the Bible is saying we're going. But nevertheless, we think that that what he proposed as sort of the standard prophetic scenario really hasn't come to pass that way, and that if you examine many of the prophecies, which we attempt to do in our book, The Final Babylon, we come out with a very different perspective, and it, as I said at the outset, it casts America in the light of the cowboy wearing the black hat in the role of the villain, and of course, Dr. Stan, based upon your many years of radio broadcasting, what you've seen happen, this does not surprise you, I know, in the least.
No, it doesn't. And of course, the interesting thing is your thesis that America is Mystery Babylon, and basically it is from America that will come all of these terrible things, but that eventually America will be destroyed. And that is, of course, what we read about. Of course, the great city, this financial center of the world. I mean, what is the financial center of the world today? The financial center of the entire world is not New York City, pardon me, is not Washington, D.C. or London. It's New York City, man, Sydney. We're told that this great city is going to burn, and ship captains are going to see it, so it could be able to see it from the ocean. Well, basically, of course, if it were Vatican, you wouldn't be able to see it burning from the ocean. If it were Jerusalem, you wouldn't be able to see it burning from the ocean. But of course, if it was New York City, you'd be able to see it burning from the ocean. Then there's just enough things there that certainly the talking about this mystery Babylon that at least I have thought, and I was just so glad to feel learn the people who know a lot more about this than I do, because as they say, I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. I'm not a theologian, but I really have always had this strange feeling that America was the certainly mystery Babylon. I was just so pleased to read your book about the final Babylon. Please go right ahead, Doug.
Right, and of course you bring up one of the key issues, which is just sort of the geography of Babylon. If you propose that some of the descriptions in the book of Revelation, some of the descriptions in Jeremiah and in Isaiah are in fact reflecting some type of literal understanding, of course, all of those books are heavily laden with symbols and with images. But nevertheless, there's many aspects of those that also have been traditionally interpreted to be, some events, places that are going to happen, things are going to happen in space-time, people are going to be killed, real cities are going to be destroyed, but certainly the discussions in Revelation chapter 17, 18, 19 that talk about a city of many peoples, many tongues, many nations, a city that is a commercial, financial colossus, that is at the center of world consumerism, that all of the merchants of the world are in great distress when this city is destroyed in a single hour. And so we think that Babylon is indeed a city. We think it is New York City. Now, we don't think it is just New York City. We think that it, just as the Bible describes it, as both Babylon as well as the land of the Chaldeans, it is New York City, it is America. It certainly is, in a broad sense, the Gentile world system. One could argue that the book of Revelation is a tale of the city, the holy city, the city of God, the city of Jerusalem versus the city of Mammon, the city of the Gentiles, which is really the city of man, which is Babylon and has been. You have rival religious ideas, and you have rival values. So we see Mystery Babylon as this megalopolis that is New York and the surrounding cities on the eastern coast. We see it as a spiritual colossus, certainly historically. There's no doubt that Roman Catholicism, even as Martin Luther and John Calvin and Zwingli and others, other reformers said, that the Catholicism in their view was the dragon, was the beast, was Mystery Babylon. That's certainly true from a Protestant perspective, but the argument that that we put forward, and I put forward in my other books, Power Quest, Book One in particular, is that in the last 150 years, it's very arguable that America fulfills the spiritual aspects of Mystery Babylon as well.
And I really think, of course, it's this idea that this is the financial center of the world, that suddenly all the people and the merchants, they're all selling their goods to suddenly to Mystery Babylon, to this great city. And suddenly that suddenly Jerusalem's a prosperous city, but it's not a financial center of the world. And there's no way you can convince me certainly that Jerusalem is the prominent of our financial center of the world any more than that suddenly that Rome, the Vatican, is the financial center of the world. They've got tremendous amount of money, tremendous amount of gold and gold holdings, but they're not the merchants of the world would not weep if Rome were to be destroyed tomorrow. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, the different opinions. I was just reading an article this evening, a book this evening, on Mystery Babylon, and the author is convinced that, of course, it is Jerusalem. Well, I mean, there are all sorts of arguments that can be made, but I think Doug does an excellent job. Anyway, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927.
800-800-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Doug Woodward. We're talking about his books. Going into Babylon, and the question is, where is Mystery Babylon, which is mentioned, I think, 8 different times in the Revelation? Well, basically, of course, we live in 2 worlds. We live in a material world. We live in a spiritual world. And what I try to do is bridge the area between them and try to make some sense out of what's going on in the world today. How do we correlate the world we live in with prophecy? And how do certainly we look at what's going on geopolitically and historically today in light of the scriptures? And basically, it's fascinating because I think that there's a very definite correlation. There are a lot of things going on today that just don't make sense. And if you look at them from a totally rational point of view, and if you stop and think about them, why would we, certainly, and we've used this analogy many times, but in the year 2009, the United States had 90,000 American troops stationed in Afghanistan. We were fighting Al-Qaeda. We had actually 100,000 contractors we were paying for. We were paying part of the salaries of 46,000 NATO troops. We were paying for the training and about 300,000 Afghan troops and Afghan police. And there were less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda there. Now, how do you make any sense out of that? Well, you're not supposed to ask those sort of questions. I mean, why would Israel recently have released 1,027 convicted terrorists, 400 of them who were convicted murderers? A certain number of those were multiple murders. Why would they release all those to get back one Israeli soldier who fell asleep on guard duty? Does that really make sense to you? Well, it doesn't make sense, but so much of what's going on today doesn't make sense. If you look at it logically, but people don't look at it logically, there's always some sort of an explanation. Well, the Israelis gave back that, all those 1,027 convicted terrorists because they value the life of every one of their soldiers. I mean, does that really sound rational to you? Well, it's not rational. Certainly, we're financing the Al-Qaeda terrorists fighting in Syria today. We're fighting the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Afghanistan. Our troops are up in Afghanistan, certainly guarding the poppy fields. And the explanation is, well, we have to have our troops up there guarding the poppy fields because the Taliban want to burn them down. They don't approve of the heroin trade. But we need to maintain the economy, and we need to help the poor farmers up there in Afghanistan make a living. That's why our troops are there guarding the heroin fields, and because that isn't true at all, we're guarding them. So Mr. Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, a man with estimated fortune up to $50 billion who lives in Pennsylvania and is financing this Muslim Brotherhood throughout the Middle East. So he'll have the money to finance the Muslim Brotherhood. His money, much of it's coming from the drug fields there in Afghanistan, guarded by American soldiers. But the average American can't believe this sort of thing. They can't begin to correlate what's going on with certainly what is happening scripturally and spiritually throughout the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest, Doug Woodward. Doug, you go right ahead.
Yes. Well, so as we've talked about, and certainly a number of the things that you brought up, Dr. Stan, that there are certainly so many issues going on in the Middle East today, and there's no question that the Muslim Brotherhood, the intent of that organization, and it's been around. Of course, many of your listeners are going to know this, but perhaps a few new listeners might not, that the Muslim Brotherhood was financed and assembled in part by the Britons, by the British and by the Americans between World War One and World War II.
1928 was when it was formed by ISIS.
Yes.
And we have a wonderful book called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. If you can get the book through Radio Liberty, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to understand that we've been financing this, either American or British intelligence, financed the Muslim Brotherhood with one hand and then fighting the Muslim Brotherhood with the other. But you got to have conflict. That's how you get the people distracted. We go right ahead.
Yeah, well, and of course, that that's been at the, you know, at the foundation of the intent of the financiers to stand to make money in war. And unfortunately, it's not just been recent wars that have been financed by Americans. American financiers, but even World War I, World War II, heavily financed by our financial leadership. And so as we look at the military, the growth of the military, you're exactly right. It takes conflict to justify the massive expenditures that we spend, over $700 billion in 2010, and of course, it's probably over $1 trillion today. Continue to fund wars in the Middle East, but the real question that we've raised is, besides America, you know, who is it that could continue to keep this type of conflict or resolve these kinds of conflicts and continue to be at the heart of it?
Well, maybe if we weren't financing the enemy, we wouldn't be having the conflict. So our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Doug Woodward, and we're just simply pointing out that there are lots of prophecies there at the in the scriptures talking about this great empire that exists in the latter days. And, of course, many people say America has mentioned the scriptures, but is America Mystery Babylon? Is America this great city, the empire that exists in the last days that, of course, is moving the world towards this one-world totalitarian state? And I would like to suggest, ladies and gentlemen, America is the greatest and most powerful nation in the world, but it is no longer a Christian nation, and they are using the financial and military power of the United States to destroy Christianity. Well, what's going on over certainly in Afghanistan and in Iraq? Why, of course, the military, U.S. military, has imposed new constitutions on those countries, which before were secular countries. Now they are Islamic countries under Sharia law. We are trying to install in Sharia law in all those countries over there. In fact, we brought the Muslim Brotherhood to power in Egypt, and then we overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood and put in a government that's anti-Muslim Brotherhood. And, well, are we, which side are we on? We're on both sides. It's all about conflict, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about conflict. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And just as we financed the Nazis during World War II, and if you haven't gotten into the background of that, you can get that information from us, documentation, how we financed the Nazis during World War II. After all, if you didn't finance them, how could this bankrupt country have been able to put up such a great military battle and been able to mobilize its army so quickly after Adolf Hitler came to power? And of course, Adolf escaped to South America. Following World War II, the story told in a book called Grey Wolf, I interviewed the author of it. And of course, he talked to the people who took care of Adolf, who actually suddenly were his friends and befriended Adolf. Living in South America, we all believe he died in a bunker. Why do you believe that? Why? Because they tell you he died in the bunker. What do you really know? You don't know anything other than what you're told. Well, before we go on, Doug, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your books and your writings. And again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and go right ahead, Doug.
Okay, well, folks can find my website by just doing a search on DougWoodward.com, DougWoodward.com. It'll take you to Faith Happens with a hyphen. That's my actual website. I have my two co-authors, Doug Krieger and Dean McGriff, have been working together and have been editors jointly for about 10 years of their website, the Tribulation Network. Their site is www.the-tribulation-network.com, thetribulationnetwork.com. And then our book is being sold several places. It's one of the places that's probably easiest and fastest for people to get to. It would certainly be Amazon and its various distributors. And it's doing very well, Dr. Sam. Of all the things I've written a total of 6 books. This one is really going gangbusters. It certainly has drawn a lot of interest and a lot of attention. And we anticipate that it will grow and we'll get perhaps even more controversy going here as this year continues.
Well, I'm just so glad from your point of view that it's doing well. I think it's an excellent book, and certainly we've read it, we enjoyed it, and basically the message I think is important. But I think the most important thing is, how do we correlate what is happening from a spiritual and certainly a scriptural point of view with what is happening in real life? Is there any relationship? Are there two different worlds? And basically, there's one world out there. There is a supernatural world, but there's a scriptural world too. And then, of course, there is certainly the political world and historical world. But, of course, there are many things that are happening. If you look at them logically, ladies and gentlemen, they just don't make sense. If they don't make sense, then there has to be another explanation. So you go right ahead. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, I guess, is Doug Woodward. And if you have a question or comment, he certainly is able to answer these probably a lot better than I will be able to. Go right ahead.
Not sure about that. Certainly, I look at your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, as a book that does a great job of documenting that the elite, not just of Great Britain, but the elite of America, have been very involved in basically constructing the New World Order and attempting and really, unfortunately, succeeding in bringing that about. And that has been a process that certainly, in some respects, been underway for 100 years, and in some others, been underway a lot longer than that. But there are, I think I'll go ahead and finish the sort of sub point on the number of folks that have talked about and that we quote in the book, The Final Babylon. Certainly two friends of ours, one, Patrick Heron, a book that he wrote about a year or two ago, Return of the Antichrist, and another friend, R.A. Combs, Rick Combs, who wrote America, the Babylon. His material is on his website. You can look him up, R.A. Combs. He's done some great research, which we've quoted. And both Patty Heron and Rick Combs are both not doing well. They're both ill. They're, I know Patty, I follow his situation very closely, but certainly would love to have your listeners keep them in their prayers as they're battling. I think they're both battling very, very serious illnesses. Certainly a good friend of yours and mine, Tom Horn, his book, Apollyon Rising 2012, he just recently updated it, Zenith 2016. And he, I quote him, he was very kind and nice to give us an endorsement regarding the book, The Final Babylon. And he, you know, basically says, hey, you know, we probably should admit that we got it wrong. And by that, he's referring to sort of traditional scenario of prophecy, that America, far from being omitted from Bible prophecy, really is at the center of what's happening in the world in the last days. So in summary, there are a number of authors. There's more. Alan Bonk has written the book, The USA in Prophecy. There's another book I'm reading right now. So it's certainly a topic that's becoming more the focal point of discussion. And as I said, I think that where we're going to see this, whether we're going to see this go, is the Antichrist going to be from the Middle East? Will he be a Muslim, or is the Antichrist going to be an American? I think that that's going to be the debate here as we move forward in this next year or two.
Well, what are the basic views on that? I mean, I've heard this, and both sides, you know, and many people believe that the Antichrist will be a Muslim. What are your thoughts on that? Do you have any fixed thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think there's no question that Joel Rosenberg, of course, very popular. We see him frequently now on Fox News, and he's has written a number of successful books, both fiction and nonfiction. He's seen as an authority. He's very engaged. I don't know, have you had him on your show, Dr.
I have, but I haven't had him on this subject, and I haven't had him on in some time. And I really should, because I really enjoy his writings, and I've enjoyed having him as a guest. What are his thoughts?
Yeah, he would definitely argue that that the Antichrist will come from the Middle East. There's no question that he would propose that. So not only Joel Rosenberg, but let's see, the other Joel, is it Joel Richardson? Not sure. But they would both view, Waleed Shabbat, they would view that Islam is the final world religion, and that the Antichrist will be a Muslim. I think that it's energized to some extent by the fact that, that Islam frequently, the radical Islamists, when they are killing or assassinating people, they elect to basically chop off their head. And we know from the discussion that in the book of Revelation, from the writings of the Apostle John, that many will lose their head, be beheaded in the final great tribulation. So I think there's a correlation there that they see, and consequently they tend to believe that that's one of the indicators. There's some challenges, of course, we see with it, and one of those is that it's always been apparent that from the book of Daniel, as well as reinforced in the book of Revelation, that that Israel will make a covenant, that the Hebrew nation will make a covenant with death and hell. They will make a covenant with the prince of the peoples that were responsible for destroying Jerusalem and the temple in the first century, Titus of the Roman army. And so we, you know, the question we ask is, well, would it make sense for Israel to make a covenant with Islam, with a Muslim? It's usually understood that the Antichrist is called Antichrist because he's a false Messiah. It's assumed that Israel will accept a false Messiah. As Jesus said, essentially, you rejected me, but if another comes in my name who is false, you will accept him. And so the idea or the issue is, could an Islam, a Muslim, be accepted as the Messiah? And we would say that's almost inconceivable. that that Israel would identify a Muslim as a potential Messiah. And it, based upon what continues to happen, America seems to be the only friend that Israel has. And, of course, the friendship has been shaken. Nevertheless, in back in March, on the 22nd of March, President Obama flew in to Jerusalem, where he was greeted with parades. Every street was placarded and postered up with the Unbreakable Alliance. And so there was all kinds of PR to reinforce that Israel and America have alliance, that America will stand by Israel, and that we will protect Israel in the event that it's attacked. No doubt it was done as a show of force, show of agreement, because of the discussions and the challenges that facing America, Israel, specifically with Iran and the possibility of Iran acquiring a nuclear weapon.
But, well, you know, one of the things that's really so fascinating from personally to me is that with the fear of Iran getting a nuclear weapon, basically, of course, India has nuclear weapons. In fact, everything would suggest we help them to get it. And certainly Pakistan has nuclear weapons. The Chinese communists have nuclear weapons. The Russian communists have nuclear weapons. Israel has a nuclear weapon. But, of course, we're frightened to death the fact that Iran might get a nuclear weapon, because somehow they're different. We just can't trust them. And of course, they know that if they were to use a nuclear weapon, there's tremendous retribution and could wipe them right off the face of the earth. And so basically, our focus is being a change, that we are being manipulated to believe that certainly anything is justified to keep Iran from getting that nuclear weapon, even if it means Israel attacking Iran. And basically, I mean, why in heaven's name would Israel want to attack Iran unilaterally? They would. And of course, Israel would only attack Iran. I said, they're using their submarines. She has six submarines. She has nuclear-tipped missiles. And Israel could attack Iran, but then Iran would certainly turn around and attack Israel, rain 100,000 missiles between Syria and certainly Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas. They're probably at least 100 to 150,000. Not 150,000 missiles could be rained down on Israel. I mean, logic tells you it couldn't take place. And yet, of course, we're not dealing with logic in this world. We're dealing with all sorts of forces we just don't understand. And I fear that we're moving, I think, probably in this next year, into one of the most difficult and dangerous period in the history of Israel, certainly the history of our own country. Because whatever happens, we are suddenly we are permanently attached to Israel. Politically, a lot of it doesn't make sense, but very little makes sense today. Well, we've got Jim calling right now. Hi, Jim. How are you doing? I guess Jim's not quite ready with us. We'll have. Oh, here we are. Hi, Jim. Are you there?
I'm right here, Dr. Stan. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. I'd like to ask your guest a question, then I'll hang up and listen to the answer. What does he think about the possibility of the Antichrist coming out of India by way of all of this New Age, the New Age movement, if he's familiar with that, which I'm sure he is, all the...
All right, fine. Basically, of course, these are occultists. These are tie into Hinduism and Buddhism. And do you think there's a... Because basically, any thoughts along that line, Doug?
Right. Well, thank you, Jim, for the question. Certainly, Buddhism, I think it's an intriguing, it's an interesting question. And it brings up a point that if you look at the history of spiritualism from India, India's spiritualism was given a great boost in America by the Theosophical Society back in the 1880s. Buddhism was almost dead as a powerful world religion, but it was certainly Hinduism as well, but both were somehow merged and empowered to some extent by Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and her traveling companion, Henry Steele Alcott. They were very influential in reinvigorating Buddhism and to some extent Hinduism, the view of the East, by merging it with, amalgamating it with American individualism and science, and attempting to explain miracles and how spiritual practices such as you see in Eastern mysticism, how those could be influencing things. And so my sense, I certainly haven't heard anyone say that a Lord Maitreya, other than, let's say, Benjamin Krem, and sort of high-powered New Age folks that that the Antichrist would come from India or come from the Far East. And so it's not a common view. However, having said that, the view I have is that the great world religion is going to be a sort of religion of the East, of mysticism. It is, in effect, the New Age view. I believe that that is the case. I think it's infiltrated Christianity in America. I would call it the gospel of toleration. The bumper sticker we all see coexists. I think that is very much a simple placard that reinforces this idea that all religions are equally good, that God is really the consciousness of God, and it's just something that all of us have. We just have to get in touch with it. So I think Eastern mysticism plays a very, very key role, but I don't think the personality or a personality from the Far East would be directly involved as the Antichrist or even really as the key figure.
Well, I think that basically we're going to see some exciting and things that are going to be so hard for people to understand. And basically, of course, certainly, there are powerful spirits of force working behind everything today. Basically, of course, I do not believe that the Antichrist will appear until there is a temple there. And we're told that the Antichrist will control the temple that will be built on Temple Mount. And so we just have to sort of hold our breath and see what's going to happen. Right now, it would be impossible, in my estimation, to build that temple there. I mean, the Muslims would be up in arms unless there was some dramatic event that would take place that would neutralize the influence of the Muslims there on Temple Mount. Kind of exciting times, I guess, is Doug Woodward. Once again, Doug, what's the website?
Website for me is faithhappens.com, faithhappens with a hyphen.
Or hold that thought. Hold the thought.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and suddenly our guest has been Doug Woodward and his book, The Final Babylon, The Final Babylon. Now, I'm not saying that Doug is right, but it's very intriguing. He's done a great job. In fact, well, I'll have to admit I do tend to lean in that direction. There are a lot of good people who believe, of course, that the Babylon is in, certainly the mystery Babylon is in Jerusalem, and they believe it's in Rome, and they believe certainly it's in over there in Iraq, and well, we're just going to have to see how it plays out. All we can do is certainly watch and see what's going on, but we're living in certainly difficult trying times. And so our plea to you is certainly read the scriptures and then understand we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And our job is to get the information out as best we can. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you want to call in, but now if you'd like to get in touch with us, why, it's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. If you'd like to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, which talks about the genocidal policies which are being carried out today. If you'd like to see my interview with Norman Dodd back in 1950, I did the interview in 1980, but it was having to do with the Reich Committee investigation of the Ford, Carnegie, and Rockefeller Foundations in 53 and 54. Well, it's a DVD called The Desperate Deception. The Desperate Deception, and basically it's a very, very significant DVD, because, of course, Norman Dodd, a director of research for the Reich Committee, found out that our great tax exempt foundations were funding communism, both in America and throughout the world. Why would we be funding communism? Why, for the same reason we funded Nazism all during World War II. And if you haven't read John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, that's America's Nazi Secret, or heard my 4-CD set of interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. It's called The War Against the Jews. You have to understand, we funded the Nazis all during the war. We helped them to escape to America, the United States, and South America. And that's covered in a 4-CD set. Operation Keel Hall. Operation Keel Hall, and the book shows about Adolf Hitler and going to South America after the war. It's the Grey Wolf. They're all available from Radio Liberty. You see, most of what you're going to get through the regular media is controlled. You're not going to get the truth about most of the things going on, and you're not getting the truth about what's going on over in the Near East and the Middle East today. In fact, our next hour, we're going to be talking about what's happening as far as what's going on, what's really going on in Libya. And we have people have actually been there, and they'll give you an entirely different picture. You see, the media is controlled in America. If you doubt that, we carry a wonderful book written by a left-wing college professor named Ben Bakdicky in the book, The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly. You need to get the information that you're not going to get the regular channels. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, you can listen to our programs there on the internet 4 hours a day. You can certainly read our newsletters. You can watch our DVDs. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, and we do hope that you'll get the information. You'll disseminate it. You have my permission to copy anything I've made, as long as you're just getting it out and not charge what you need to cover your expenses. But we're trying to educate the people. And certainly, since the media is controlled in the book, The New Media Monopoly, and then, of course, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment for the next hour.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Thanks.
In a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide
her. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of James and Joanne Moriarty. And hi, how are we doing tonight?
Great. How about you?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
So glad to meet you.
Glad to have both of you with us. Now, basically, James and is it Joanne or Joan?
It's Joanne.
Oh, James and Joanne said they were over in Libya during the violence that took place over there. And I'm going to let them tell you what happened. And basically, of course, most of what you are taking place, what most you're reading about what's going on in Libya, it certainly is not accurate. Certainly, the violence over there has been terrible. Remember, we're behind this. And basically, of course, we ended up having Gaddafi killed. We have all the sorts of rulers there killed, certainly. We had Saddam Hussein killed. We had the leaders of Chile killed. We had the Yemen, Mr. Nu over there in Vietnam killed. We have assassination teams. Right here, I've interviewed a couple of CIA assassins. And so basically, a terrible thing happened over in Libya. And you've never heard about it, so I'm just going to let either James or Joanne tell you their story, and we'll get through this, and they'll be with us tonight and tomorrow night as we try to bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Who's going to pick up the story?
Well, I'll start. The thing that happened to us is we clawed and fought our way up to the exclusive rights for some proprietary products that rejuvenate oil wells and clean up pipelines. And we own the international production and marketing rights for these proprietary products. And Libya had not had any new technology in the oil field in more than 38 years, and so we decided we would take a look at Libya as a potential new market for us. And we were the first non-government-sponsored company to go into Libya after the treaty was signed in 2006. And Joanne and I went there. We arrived on the 1st of January 2007, and instead of having a look-see at Libya, we got to meet some ministers, and they asked us to stay an extra 2 weeks. And the long and short, we sold $1 billion worth of our product on that first trip into Libya. So absolutely, we were proactive to do whatever was necessary to fulfill those contracts. And we needed to build a new production plan, of course, and struggle trying to find the right Libyan partner, because it is such a different culture that the people here do not understand Libya. We didn't understand Libya. We thought everything we heard on the news was correct, and it just was not the case.
Well, James, did you say $1 million or $1 billion?
With a B.
A billion dollars. You sold $1 billion worth of equipment, pipeline equipment, so go right ahead.
Well, it's actually a product that rejuvenates oil wells. We do a medical-grade DNA manipulation of microbenzymes and add some foreign DNA to it. It's real sophisticated stuff, but it does all kinds of neat things to oil and pipelines and wells and things like that. But the thing we found when we went to Libya, first of all, we went in there with a team of security people for ourselves. And after we had been there 3 days, we knew we didn't need them, so I sent them home. And Joanne and I, by ourselves, we walked the streets of Tripoli and had absolutely no fear. Everybody that saw us on the street smiled. They said, oh, you're Americans. We're so happy to see you. Do you like our country? Can we help you?
Then I think what most people don't understand is the vast majority of the people there were very happy with the society. They were very, very happy with Gaddafi. Would that be a fair assessment?
Absolutely. In fact, Joanne will tell you about the women in Libya.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Most of what you've been told, ladies and gentlemen, just isn't true.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and James was simply describing life in Libya in Sydney in the year 2007. Basically, Sydney, there was no restrictions on women. Women certainly could do whatever they wanted to. If they wanted to be professionals, they could. There was certainly no oppression of women, as true with the traditional Muslim faith. They didn't have to wear burqas. They could wear whatever they wanted to. They could become professional women. Certainly, when a couple was married, they got a check for $45,000 from the government. government. Basically, their rent would cost them suddenly 10% of their whatever their paycheck was. And at the end of 20 years, the home, the condominium would belong to them. The government was building condominiums, massive numbers of condominiums, about 2,000 to 2,700 square feet. Basically, of course, your gasoline was very, very inexpensive, 45, 50 cents, probably less than that a gallon. When you bought a car, your first car, well, you only had to pay half of the invoice. The government picked up the rest of it. I mean, suddenly there was a lot of money there the government made out of their oil. And basically, they were using that to build an ideal society. And the people were very, very happy in 2007. That is before, of course, we set out to destroy that country, because basically the destruction of that was certainly had nothing to do with the radical Islamists. That we may have used them, but remember, we financed the Muslim Brotherhood since going back to the period immediately after the Second World War. If you haven't read the book, The Devil's Game, you need to get it. But basically, of course, here in 2007, when Joanne and James went to Libya, why things really were idyllic. So go ahead, pick up the story, James.
Well, the schooling was paid by the government, and it was to the extent of your brain. We knew a young man who was studying for his doctorate in England. He had a wife and two children. Besides his tuition fees, books, and everything, the government paid him a stipend to live on of £4,950 a month. That's over $7,000 on top of all costs while he was going to school. And, the thing that Libya did is it spent about half of its money maintaining the government. The other 50%, it was partitioning out to help the people. It was developing the country. So their socialism was different than what we've seen. Here, the socialists want to take the money out of your pocket and give it to somebody else. In Libya, the government was taking its own fund and participating it out with the people. So they really had a good life. They had the highest income level of all of Africa. Their average salary was $15,800 a year. That's higher than China and higher than India.
And basically, you commented that the medical care was free, and so many of the social services were provided because they had oil and they were using this, of course, to actually enrich the people, not the ruling elite. So go ahead.
And if you graduated from college and you couldn't get a job, the government paid you $15,200 a year until you did get a job. Now, having said all that, the people in Libya were happy. There were only about 5 to 8% that were radical Islamists, and they had been a problem for Libya forever. And they were mainly stationed in Derna and in Benghazi, and then the Misrata tribe, which originally came from Turkey. When they came to Libya, they converted to Islam, and that was the real mafia in Libya. That was the problem in Libya, the Misrata mafia. And 60% of all the government contracts were let to the Misrata mafia without a tender or bid. And that was the problem in Libya. And when the Libyan government signed the treaty of 2006, part of that treaty was required Gaddafi to step down out of power. He did. And so the man that was installed as the leader of the country was actually the puppet of the Misrata mafia. And Baghdadi was his name. And, he was a grand thief just like the rest of them. The people complained about it. And Gaddafi was more like an advisor to the people at that time. And they went to him and they said, well, we've got to get rid of this guy. And he said, then go on the street. Go vote him out of office. It's your country. Do that. Now, we never heard that. Everybody around the world thinks Gaddafi was a dictator and he ran that government. He just did not do that after 2006. Now, in addition to that, the thing that Gaddafi did that really made the world not like him is the first thing is he organized the African Bank. He did not like the Federal Reserve. He didn't like the Rothschild Group. He didn't like Euroclear. So he had organized the African Bank, and that was designed to have a gold-backed currency for the continent of Africa. It was going to be called the gold dinar. All the Arab countries had signed up to be members, and half of Africa. Now, that would have destroyed the paper bankers worldwide. It would have destroyed them, so they had to kill Gaddafi for that reason. The second reason was that the United States is bound and determined to have a war with China, and they wanted to keep China away from the natural resources of Africa, so they formed AFRICOM, and that's the military control of Africa. Libya, South Africa, Mali, there were about a half a dozen countries in Africa said not ever. So the United States wanted to kill Gaddafi because they want AFRICOM to be a complete unit.
And of course, that's why, of course, we're actually stationing American troops in 35 African nations. And they announced this about a year ago. Why would we be stationing our troops in 35 African nations? To control Africa, to control its wealth, to control its natural resources. But wait a minute now, where do we get the right to do that? We don't need the right. America runs the world, at least the people who control America. The average American doesn't want an empire, but these people want an empire and force. Go right ahead there, James.
You're so right. And the third thing was Gaddafi looked at all the treaties that had been broken from all the European countries that had been imperialists in Africa. And, of course, they violated treaties. They didn't make payments like they were supposed to or anything. And so Gaddafi made a class action, if you would, lawsuit on behalf of the African Union against all the violated treaties. And the amount of the lawsuit was for $7 trillion. That's with a T. And as the attorney said, it had legs. Therefore, the European community wanted to get rid of Gaddafi. So because he was trying to improve the status of Africa and take it out of the clutches of the paper bankers or the toilet paper bankers, if you would, and try to get them recovery for the all the treaties been broken. The Europeans wanted to get rid of him, the United States wanted to get rid of him, and the bankers, of course, wanted to get rid of him. The fact that Libya had the lightest oil in the world, the highest grade oil is found in Libya, that's the Bonny Light. Those refineries in Germany and France depend almost solely for that oil because it has no sulfur. It's very, very light. So the fact that Libya had $500 billion inside the Federal Reserve and inside Euroclear meant that when the United States effected the coup d'etat on Libya, they could also steal all that money. And that's exactly what happened. So the riches of Libya, which were substantial by anybody's means, have now been turned over to the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. They own the country, and it's a failed state. It's complete anarchy. There were 5.5 million people, Libyans, before the NATO destruction. NATO killed 500,000 Libyans. There are now 2 million Libyans living in exile. The 3 million left inside Libya are living in a state of complete anarchy with these thugs, murderers, psychopaths roaming the streets, killing anybody they want. They take the women, rape them, kill them. They chop people up that don't like what they're doing. And the state is failed, completely failed. But the worst part is Al-Qaeda, and this is the part that the United States should really be worried about. Al-Qaeda has stopped taking orders from Washington, D.C., because, as you know, Muslim Brotherhood controls this country now.
You're saying now the Muslim Brotherhood controls Libya.
Yes, sir.
But I thought that NATO was instrumental in certainly helping to overthrow the existing government. And basically, we had actually created a no-fly zone there. We had CIA groups actually operating in that country and destroying the existing society. And that certainly a lot of the weapons that we had actually sent to Libya were being transferred into Syria. And this is one reason why they killed them, why we allowed them to kill the American ambassador, because he didn't want us sending all those weapons from Libya over to Syria. Is there any truth to that?
Well, you're exactly right about that. Chris Stevens was the gun runner into Libya before he was ever ambassador. And there's photos of him with the son of the leader of Hamas. And the guns, he really wanted those to go to Syria. When he was trying to stop them, he was the gun runner. He was the guy that was put in place by the CIA. The weapons went from the United States to Qatar and Qatar to Libya. And then they went from after Libya was knocked over, then they were going to Syria. And that location in through Turkey, and that location in Benghazi was actually their trading center. That's where they met and negotiated all the arms deals. The reason he was killed is that there were 20,000 rockets, man pads or JDAM rockets that the United States had supplied to the rebels in Libya. Not one of them was used during the fighting, but now then, those rockets are in the hands of the same fundamentalists that have told the United States that they're not going to take orders anymore. They have now, they own a country, they have hundreds of billions of dollars, and they have enough substance now that they can take over the world.
You're talking now about in Libya. You're talking about the radical Islamists that have taken over in Libya because we gave the country to them. Would that be a fair analysis?
That's an absolute fair analysis. We had to bring in, the CIA brought in over 200,000 Al-Qaeda mercenaries into that country to fight against the Libyan people because there was nobody fighting against their own government. The Libyan people were happy.
Well, because basically, of course, that's just what's going on in Syria. Very few of the so-called the rebels are really, of course, Syrians. They're mercenaries. They're coming from Saudi Arabia and from Iran and from Iraq and from Libya. Basically, of course, a very small percentage of the people fighting in Syria are basically Syrians. This is not a civil war. This is a mercenary invasion funded with American tax dollars. If American quit funding the rebels, the war would end next week. But we're not going to. We're arming and we're training and we're financing this war that has killed over 100,000 people in Syria and, of course, there are supposedly almost 500,000 in Libya.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret?
She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you'd like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is James and Joanne Moriarty. They, of course, were over in Libya, and of course, into them, about 500,000 Libyans were slaughtered by the mercenaries. Brought in several hundred thousand mercenaries, and of course, the 2 million, of course, of Moroccans have fled. 3 million are living in poverty today, abject poverty. They were doing daily bombings, certainly in Tripoli, and destroyed this a beautiful city, and certainly they plunged the nation into financial chaos, and then, of course, they're transferring all the weapons from Libya over to Syria, and, of course, we've heard this from other sources. Suddenly, James was saying something about America firing some missiles towards Damascus that were shot down. Is there any way to document that? I've never heard anything like that. America's missiles firing, submarines firing missiles that were shot down. Is that really true, and can you verify that for us?
Yes, sir, sure is. You can go to our website, www.livingwarthetruth.com. And the newspaper articles, there are about, I think we've got 5 or 6 articles in that website that where it lists the provenance and the attribution for those statements. And prominent leaders, world leaders, that also commented on that. But you know, the thing that's disturbing is that when Putin is trying to effect a peace, and the United States is bound and determined to effect a war. And,
You're talking about, of course, Syria, right?
Yes,
that's correct.
Okay.
You know that they fake, there was a lot of fake deaths over the sarin gas thing that they've now on Alex Jones, a whole bunch of people. I've had the videos myself where you see that the people are positioned, they're poised to be dead, then they get up and move around, and then they're in a coffin, they get up and wave at people. It's all staged. This is a wag the dog type thing that they pulled in Libya too. This is how they get the people blood riled up to start a war.
Well, are you basically suggesting that some of the people we saw pictures of it being gassed, certainly in Syria, were not really gassed or dead? Is this what you're suggesting?
Yes, absolutely. There was some pictures of children in rows. And the next picture was the same children's positioned differently. And then there were some more pictures of people in funerals. This just came out today. It was given to me today. The Alex Jones had it and some other people, where they have now proof that those people were not dead. They were actors.
It was a
stage.
Actually, Coptic Nun debunked the whole thing.
Yep.
But the video that we had, one of our YouTube sites shut down because we were publishing this wag the dog event.
Well, no, basically, was this when you came back to the United States? Was this when you were still over there in Libya?
No, we were asked to go to Libya to head up a fact-finding commission during the war. And we were trapped in Tripoli for 100 days. In the end, when Tripoli was overrun, we were captured by Al-Qaeda. They took us to their torture center. We were there a long time. They sentenced us to death to be chopped up and burned and blamed on Gaddafi. And God actually delivered us from that with 3 miracles. And when we got back to the United States, we were blacklisted. That was in September of 2011. And since then, we received intelligence almost daily from the tribal leaders that are in exile in Egypt and in Tunisia, because they have spies, if you would, inside every Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood cell all over Libya, because it's their prayer and their hope that they can get the country back. So we tried to provide this intelligence to the U.S. Government, to politicians, everybody, for 2.5 years. And finally, after 9/11, Dr. Jerome Corsi started writing articles. He's written about 19.
Basically, 9/11. What year are you speaking of?
2012.
After 2012.
The gas ambassador was killed.
All right, fine. Now, are you working with Dr. Corsi? He's a good friend of ours.
Yes. Dr. Stanley.
He's written about 19 articles based on the information we provided him from the tribal leaders who are in exile. The article where that was read in the congressional record where Morsi was head of Ansar al-Sharia and he was the one that financed and trained all those guys to knock over Benghazi. That article came from us. The document where the top Muslim Brotherhood leaders were paid in cash at the U.S. Embassy in Cairo amounts up to $850,000 each. That document came from us.
Were you able to get any of your funds out of the money that you'd put into Libya? Were you able to get your funds out?
We lost everything. In fact, not only did we lose everything there, but after we got back, we've been attacked by this government. We've been targeted individuals, and they've effected a soft attack on us. And that was confirmed by four different intelligence agencies.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with James and Joanne Moriarty talking about Libya.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
On board here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guests this evening, James and Joanne Moriarty, and it is their contention that certainly the radical Islamists control the passport agencies over there in Libya, that they're sending about 200 radical Islamists into America from Libya every month?
Every month, yes.
Every month, and basically they're funding them, and they're funding them very well with large sums of money because, of course, Libya has a great deal of oil, and certainly these radical Islamists then are coming to this country, and our government knows about it. It is not doing anything at all to profile them or to try to protect us, and certainly instead of certainly being concerned about the radical Islamists coming in to this country to subversive elements, why, of course, James and Joanne have been targeted by the government. What has the government done to make your life miserable here as you've tried to inform them about this radical Islamic movement moving into our country? What have they done to you?
Well, they blackballed me first, and the assault attack, and this was told us by a woman that came into our home with the Glenn Beck group. And her name is
Nikki Barakal.
Nikki Barakal.
And she was with Glenn Beck?
No, she's CIA. Glenn Beck has been compromised. They came in under the auspices of making a documentary about us,
right,
at least 4 hours, and of course no money for it, but we were gonna be able to use the documentary to provide bona fides for ourselves. And after she'd been in our home, she said that we need to forget about Libya and that we need to start our life over that day if we ever wanted to have a life. I said, that sounds like a threat. She said, you stand down, you forget everything you ever saw in Libya and start your life over. And at that point in time, that was the fourth intelligence agency that said that there was no help for us at all. We started going public, and we've been on the radio since. That's been about 4 or 5 months ago. We're on the radio from 4 to 10 hours a week. We've had speaking engagements all over. But we'll give you the names of the intelligence officers that were in our home so people can verify this. Our story has been vetted 9 ways from Christmas. And the sad truth is that they have targeted us with a soft targeting. And what this Nikki Barakal said was that they have isolated us from our business associates, which is true. Our family won't speak to us. Anybody that talks to us is threatened with a law, with an IRS investigation or getting their permits pulled. Even the partnership we had with one of the princes in Kuwait that we'd had for years and years and years, a year ago, January, he stopped talking to us, and we didn't find out until 5 months ago from one of the royal family members in Kuwait that the reason they couldn't speak to us is they said it was political, it was about Libya. And I said, well, Libya's blown up. We lost everything there. No, well, you know, your government than when I'm speaking to you.
All right, but basically, how can people get to your website and get your information?
Well, the website I gave you is the best, and it's www.libyanwarthetruth.com. And even with that, they killed our website about a week or so ago. We found out that the man that was hosting our site for us was a intelligence operative. They killed one of our YouTube sites. They put another one on suspension. The YouTube site that was killed was because we put forward that film that was a Wag the Dog event where they were staging.
It was the Muslim Brotherhood in Cairo.
Yeah.
They were in the street staging an attack, a pretend attack by the supposed military in Egypt. And it's a real well-staged video, and it shows the beginning, the middle, and the end. And when we put it on our YouTube, it was immediately pulled on our YouTube account was tagged and shut down because they said that is a blocked video worldwide. So, of course, they don't want that known. When we were in Libya, there in July 1st, 2011, during the war, there were 2 million Libyans that showed up in Green Square to support their government. 2 million. That's out of 5.5 million total. That was never reported, ever. But in Qatar, in the country of Qatar, they had a fake Green Square there with all these fake rebels who were supporting the rebel revolution, which was not true. It was all a big lie. So this is the way they kept fomenting this mess. When Dr. Stan, when they came in and took Tripoli, and the reason they took Tripoli was because the heads of the tribes had put together a full constitution for the country of Libya where every Libyan would have voted. And they finished that the third week in August. Right after that, 3 days later, NATO came in with their gunships blaring, those black helicopters, and they mowed down people in the streets. They killed 1,300 people in the first hour. They wounded over 5,000 people that same day. They bombed for 3 days straight, and then they started bringing in al-Qaeda in shiploads, just shipload after shipload of these little trucks with all these al-Qaeda with beards and their guns, just rolled off these ships and just took over that city and looted every store, broke into every house, raped everybody they wanted, killed anybody they wanted, took every hotel. It was a complete turnover of that city to do whatever they wanted to with it. It was the worst thing we've ever seen in our lives.
Now then, for further validation of our bona fides, you can go to our website and you will see that we have been appointed as the official spokespersons for the tribes of Libya. 98% of all Libyans are members of tribes. And the tribal leaders are in exile, but we're the only foreigners they trust. That's why they provide us with this intelligence about activities of al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, Ansar al-Sharia, Islam Fighting Group, all those. They're the same people with different names. They're the same radical Islamists, and they really don't have anything to do with the religion. They're psychopaths. They're murderers. They chop off heads. They rape women. They burn bodies. You know, these are the worst possible people. I don't even consider them human. And those are the paid mercenaries of this government.
Of this government, you mean of the American government?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you have a question. Not a comment, but if you have a question for our guest, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But this is a devastating story. I mean, we hear about the 100,000 Syrians who have been killed. And, of course, basically they've been killed by the rebels there who are financed and trained and armed by the American government, basically with the help maybe the Saudi Arabians and people from Dubai. But if it weren't for them, we were financing it, those 100,000 people would be alive. And yet, of course, we're told over and over again, oh, it's because Assad is killing his own people. Assad isn't killing his own people. People get killed in war, and we are financing this war. We're financing the rebel war in Syria. Apparently, we financed the rebel war in Libya. But we haven't heard the story that you've heard this evening from James and Joan, or Joanne and Moriarty, who were there. Now, were you there from 2007 until, when did you actually come home the first time from Libya?
Well, we were in and out of there 17 times over that period. We were never there longer or less than 30 days, sometimes 3 months at a time, but 17 times from 2007, January 2007, until February 2011. And we were in and out of Libya. We had offices in Wyoming and in Texas and in China. But we were in and out of Libya, and we had apartments there. And, of course, we had booked a huge amount of business. But the thing that I want you to understand about the activities and the bombing that took place, there were supposed to be no Americans to witness this. And Joanne and I were there, and we came out of Libya with more than 200 gigabytes of proof of NATO atrocities. And these included the use of cluster bombs, which are absolutely forbidden by every war convention. They're using fuel air explosives, which is a poor man's nuclear weapon. They used that on Sirte and on Ben Walid because those people would not join the revolution. They kept fighting and kept fighting, and NATO could not blow them to oblivion any other way except using poor man's nuclear devices. And
well,
so that's
basically, these are not nuclear. You're not suggesting they used a nuclear weapon. There's some sort of
it's as bad as
it's a what?
It's a fuel air explosive.
Fuel air explosive, right? Go ahead.
And these are responsible for killing, 50,000 at a time. And it's a real nasty kind of a weapon. It's a double part weapon. The outer part is phosphor. It explodes and disperses this very fine phosphor over a very large area. Then the second explosion is the fuel, and it ignites the phosphor. It burns at 6,000 degrees. It sucks up all the oxygen and increases atmospheric pressure 20 times, and it burns everything and explodes everything down to dust. And these were used in Sirte and in Ben Walid in Libya. And these are absolutely illegal weapons. They're the most devastating kind of weapon imaginable. And they were exploded by NATO at the instruction of the United States. And that's how these large numbers were. And you can look at those cities now. They're leveled. They're ruined. So you have 300,000 people.
Well, basically, was this reported in Europe? So it wasn't reported here in the United States.
It was reported, and a lot of the news came out through Russian TV, RT, and Press TV. I was actually on Press TV myself when we went and witnessed the blowing up of a family compound out in a city called Sorman, where all these women and pregnant women and children were blown up, and just pieces of their bodies were found. And we were the first ones there. The cordite was still smoking. I have pictures of the numbers on the bomb. I have. You can't believe the horrible pictures I have.
Now, these numbers on the bombs, when we've showed those to the intelligence people, they all turn green. Then nobody knew that we had those. But these are proof positive. The United States cannot supply weapons in any kind of a conflicted area. Yet, they were not only supplying weapons, but flying the planes and bombing indiscriminately. The Constitution doesn't allow it.
Well, I want you to get your website out. The name again, one more time.
www.libyanwarthetruth. It's all one word, libyanwarthetruth.com.
.com, okay. Because I tried to get that today, and I had difficulty getting it. Libyan. War.
No, not Libya. It's just Libya.
Oh, Libya.
Libyan. No, it's Libyan. Libyan. warthetruth.com.
Okay, fine. We tried to get that today, and we had difficulty. But I will try again tomorrow and just see. Are people having difficulty getting onto your website?
Absolutely, because they killed it just about 5 or 6 days ago, maybe 7. And Joanne has been fighting fearlessly, trying to get it back up. We're not webmasters or anything, but the person that helped us build the site was a spy, and so they built the site up, and then it was crashed. And so she's been trying to rebuild it, you know. But when you're barefooted, when you've been destroyed like we have, each one of these things is another challenge that we have to figure out how to work around it, because we don't have any money left. And we've sold everything we own. We cannot. We've borrowed from everybody we can. We can't get a job. We would be tickled to go to work for anybody. And we're talented people. We've done international business at levels that nobody would fault. And nobody can talk to us. The two jobs that were offered to me as managing positions in oil companies were both pulled. And one of the headhunters said that not only could they not give me the job, but they couldn't even talk to me anymore. So there's been a sustained effort to destroy us. Even in the last event, we produced some CDs that have our entire presentation and our PowerPoint, a lot of information, and names, all the names of the intelligence agencies that were in our home and our invitation. Lots of videos we couldn't put up on YouTube because the content is not acceptable, you know. Lots and lots of information, more than 3 hours. And we sent those out to be replicated. And when they came back, they had our cover, but inside was pornography. And the man that replicated them has nothing to do with any pornography company. And we're sure that this was another dirty trick by these guys. And, you know, I mean, it's something every day. We absolutely have to make sure that we don't have a taillight out, that we follow every law, because we are targeted individuals. They would love to see us dead. The reason we've gone public is so people will know us, they'll hear our story, and if we disappear, hopefully somebody will come look for us.
We were told that if we wanted to survive, we needed to go public. Otherwise, we would disappear. We were told that in no uncertain terms.
Well, I think that that's probably very, very true, and we will look forward to having you on with us again tomorrow evening, because there's so much more to this story. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for James and Joanne, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're drawing towards the end of this hour, where they will be with us tomorrow evening, but if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. How could these things be going on and we don't hear about them? Very simply, ladies and gentlemen, for the same reason that you're never going to hear about how Adolf Hitler lived in South America after he escaped from Berlin. How they control the media, they largely control what the American people think and believe. Of course, the book, you can get it from us, Gray Wolf, where we get my interview with the author of the book. I talked to him. He's very, very believable. But you have to understand, reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. Well, what's the message you would like to leave with our listeners this evening, James or Joanne? What do you want people to know about, and what do you want them to do?
First of all, we'd ask your audience to please pray for us, because God saved us with three miracles. That's how we're the only people ever to escape the Al-Qaeda torture centers alive. And God had a purpose for us. You know, we could not do any business, so obviously he designed something else for us. So we're out here telling the truth, and we're hoping that the people in the United States will investigate what we said. It's very shocking. It's disturbing information. Investigate it. But please pray for us, and if you can help us, we're open to any kind of help possible. Please go to our website. Look at all. There's about 10 pages, with each page 15 or so articles on it. Read that information. There's a plethora of information in there. And, our prayers, your prayers first.
I would like to say, Dr. Stan, on the other side of that, I would like the people that are listening to this and the people of America to understand that the Libyan people are people too. They have dreams, they have families, they have children, and they have suffered a huge amount of horrible things that you can't even imagine. And there's no reason for this. They deserve to have their country. They deserve to have their freedom. The girls can't even go out on the street now. The people are starving. It's a mess over there. And the American people need to understand that Libyan are people too. I understand that Libya was in a black hole for a long time, and people don't identify with it. But believe me, the people there are good people. They're fine people, and they're human. They're humanitarian, most of them. They don't like to fight. And this has really been a horrible thing that happened to them, and the world needs to stand up and fight with them.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there listening, you must understand they've killed 100,000 people in Syria, with people primarily financed by our government and our arms and our training. And if we were to stop financing the rebels, the war would end next week. But they're not going to do that. The American people are not going to have the courage to stand up. But here's the story of what happened in Libya, where 500,000 people were slaughtered, certainly by rebels, financed with our tax money. American tax dollars. Well, of course, a lot of it's borrowed money. We don't have the money. But God does hold men and women responsible for what they do and for what they don't do. And men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. We'll be back here in just a moment with Joanne and James to wrap up the program.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and I will tell you that was a devastating, certainly, program, but I believe it's true, and certainly I haven't checked every fact out, but these people come very well, certainly recommended. That's James and Joanne Moriarty, and their claim that 500,000 people have been slaughtered, I wouldn't be at all surprised. I mean, basically, Gaddafi had certainly would given up power, and we went ahead and had him killed anyway, but then we have all these people killed. We had Saddam Hussein killed. We had certainly Diem and Nu killed over in Vietnam. We had duly elected president of Chile. He was killed. Remember that? Of course, we never like to talk about that. Then we put the military into Chile. And basically, of course, this is the story over and over again. If you haven't heard our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview a couple of government assassins, professional killers, and then a gentleman who actually tracked down the man who was paid to kill General George C. Patton. That's, of course, the Deadly Assassin 4-CD set. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how they killed Martin Luther King, you need to get the execution of Martin Luther King, where, of course, we actually interview the man who was actually hired by Martin Luther King's family to bring out the truth, and he did bring out the truth. They had a trial, they had a jury, but, of course, totally blacked out by the controlled media. We even carry a book by this gentleman who was actually hired by Martin Luther King's family to bring out the truth. The truth is out there, and you'll never hear it in America with freedom of the press. Certainly, we have a 4-CD set on the execution of Bobby Kennedy. If you want to know what happened on September 11th, 2001, you need to get our 4-CD set on 9-1-1. 9-11 update. And then why did the buildings come down? Where you'll actually hear my interviews with the gentleman who was assigned the task of cleaning up the debris from the collapse of Building 7. But did you ever wonder why, if you go up on the internet and just type in the Building 7, the World Trade Center collapse, and you'll see all these pictures. Why do you think all those cameras were trained on Building 7 at that time? There are at least three or four different cameras there that picked it up. The building came down in 6 seconds. They didn't have time to set the cameras up. They had to have them set up ahead of time. They knew it was coming down. Why? Because the British Broadcasting Company announced 30 minutes before Building 7 came down that Building 7 had already come down. They just didn't have the timing quite right. Ladies and gentlemen, they killed the people that day, and they're going to kill hundreds of millions more if we don't get involved, and you better find out what's going on. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the 4-CD set on the execution of Martin Luther King, of Bobby Kennedy, of 9-11, of 9-11 update, why did the buildings come down? You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to see how this all fits together. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, Agenda 21 of the covert plan. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret. In fact, go to our website, radioliberty.com. We have a lot of talks that you can watch. Or certainly go to look at the list of all the talks we've given. We have dozens of talks. You need to get them. You need to get the information. You need to be up to date on what's going on. You have our permission to copy any of these and get them out. Your job is to inform others and educate them of what's going on, and then to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there is an organized effort to bring